stage of the Seder is Urchat, when we wash our hands prior to eating the karpas. And strictly speaking, this isn't actually anything to do with the Seder at all. Rather, it's a din that davar shetibulo b'mashke, a food that's dipped into a liquid, requires netilat yadayim because of tuma and tara concerns. Nowadays, since tuma and tara doesn't apply, there's a machloket rishonim about whether this netilat yadayim is required, which is why we don't say a bracha, though it should be noted that the view of the Vilna Gaon was that a bracha should be said. Generally speaking, many people are makel about this sort of netilat yadayim for davar shetibulo b'mashke the whole year round, and the Taz in Siman Tafayin Gimel asks, Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol hayamim? Why all of a sudden are we so particular about this on Seder night when we don't worry about it at any other time? His answer is that actually we should be careful about it the whole year round, but the Netziv in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, Imre Shefer, explains that there are lots of things that we do on Seder night which are zeicher lemikdash, and this is simply another one of them. The question which always comes up is, who is supposed to do this netilat yadayim? Is it just the leader of the Seder, or is it everybody round the table? So logic would dictate that everyone should do it, since everyone's eating the karpas, which has been dipped into the liquid, and that's the rubrics in many of the Haggadot. But other Haggadot say that only the leader, stroke balabayit, stroke head of the house, stroke master of the house, do eat as you deem politically correct or incorrect, only that person washes their hands. And that's certainly borne out by the formulation of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Yud Tet Seif Gimel, who writes, then he washes his hands without a bracha and distributes the karpas to everyone else, etc. So what is correct? Presumably, whatever your minhag is correct. Though if you're always makfid to wash for davar tibushetib lo b'mashke, then obviously you should do so on Seder night as well, even if your family minhag is that only the balabayit does so. The next stage is the karpas, and we need to address three questions as far as karpas is concerned. Number one, what vegetables should be used? Number two, what should they be dipped in? Number three, how much karpas should be eaten? So as far as the identity of the karpas is concerned, the Mishnah and the Gemara don't help us, other than indicating the fact that they should be a vegetable that one can't use for maror. Many people use celery, boiled potatoes or radishes, and I think that it's traditional in Anglo-Jewish circles to use parsley. But actually there's a bit of discussion about what bracha should be recited on parsley. Since it's not generally eaten as a food, but rather as a garnish, then there are good grounds to suggest that actually the correct bracha is charcoal rather than ha'adama. So my recommendation is usually that people who want to be very traditional and use parsley as karpas should use it in addition to or as a garnish for potatoes or some other vegetable. What should the karpas be dipped in? The Rambam holds that both dippings on Seder night should be done with charoset. So he says that the karpas is dipped into the charoset, just like the maror. And that's also the opinion of Rav Amram Gaon. But most Rishonim disagree and say that one should use vinegar or salt water. Personally, I've always thought that freshly fried chips dipped in vinegar would make a nice karpas appetizer at the beginning of the Seder, but I've yet to be lucky enough to experience that. A further particular shita of the Rambam is that we need to eat kazayit of the karpas. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Ayin Gimel holds that one should davke eat less than a kazayit so as not to get into a safek about whether the benching at the end of the meal serves as the after bracha or whether one should say Boreinu Hashot directly after the karpas. But the Rambam holds that since it's a mitzvah to eat the karpas, then by definition you need to eat a kazayit, because that's the shear whenever there's a mitzvah of achila. The other Rishonim hold that since we have the karpas only to serve as a shinui and a heker, kadeshi shalu hatinokot, something to make the children ask questions, it's not really a mitzvah and it doesn't need a kazayit. The Vilna Gaon Paskin like the Rambam in this regard, and some people do follow that opinion, but the Shulchan Aruch and most of the Achronim say to take less than a kazayit. An exception can be made for people who are particularly hungry, that they can follow the shita of the Rambam and eat a full kazayit or more. Perhaps this would be recommended practice for pregnant women or others whose tummy rumbles will distract them from the maggid. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention whether it's necessary to lean when eating the karpas, Though many of the Haggadot and Achronim write that it's correct to do so, Rav Moshe Sternbach in Moedim Uzmanim, he says that this din will be a function of the question about the shear. If you need to eat a gazayit, then you need to lean. And if you don't need to eat a gazayit, then you don't need to lean. Ad kan.